Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there such as Axial Excel that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Extremely volatile day for the grain futures and ag futures in general. The cattle market had one of the craziest days we've seen in quite some time, but corn was down 2 to 3 cents here at the close. Soybeans were steady, anywhere from up a few cents to down a few cents. And then wheat, after trading higher, slightly higher in Kansas City for the most part of the day, ended up finishing the day a touch lower. Lots of things going on around the world. We've got some technical things going on as well. With that July 2014 crop, of course, the weather's getting nicer here in the Southern Plains. We're above the moving average. And then 2 days ago when we had the big rally and the big short covering rally, it established an additional uptrend or additional strength here. So we still have people buying it on account of that. And then you have these hedge funds that have been long. It all started being long soybeans. Now they're getting into these other contracts, buying corn, buying wheat, all on the fact that this Ukrainian deal might cause for some major concern. And rather than being long, people maybe just don't want to be short. And so that's another reason why they're buying and keeping these prices high. Of course, that July 14 wheat is over a dollar off of the contract lows from around a month ago. So the overall picture here is remaining strong.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
We started off this morning with the announcement from the USDA of 245,000 metric tons of beans canceled that were going to go to China for the 13-14 crop year. And that was the initial reason why beans were so weak. They were down over 10 cents early this morning and then closed steady. So they did come back some. Then we have tomorrow morning, we have export inspections. And we're looking for 250 to 450 for wheat, which is a pretty low number. 600 to 850 for corn, a normal number. And then beans, pretty low as well at 450 to 750. We're looking for the possibility of some more cancellations out of China for that. And then we had the ethanol production report this morning, which showed a small decrease in total production down to 6.258 million barrels on the week. And ethanol stocks were also a little bit lower here at 16.61 million barrels. If you look at profit margins, they jumped to where they were about 6 weeks ago at just around $1.40. They have been hovering around a dollar for the past 6 weeks. So the overall picture here at ethanol and corn demand looks pretty strong at this time. Now, we don't have much going on tomorrow or the next day other than the export sales. The big thing will be next Monday with the USDA crop production and then the supply and demand.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping our closing numbers, April live cattle were down $1.95 at 143.67. March feeders were off 67 cents at 172.22. And April lean hogs were down 95 cents at 110.72. In the grains, Kansas City March wheat was down 1 penny at 7.03 1/4. Chicago March corn was down 1.5 cents at 4.75 1/4. And March soybeans were up 2 cents on the day at 14.20 even. In the cotton markets, March cotton was down 42 points at 87.90 cents per pound. And that's a look at your afternoon futures markets. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.